Val. Will you stay the night with me? Hold me in your arms, like you said? He smiled, and my knees grew weak.
Yes, nothing would make me happier than to fall asleep in your arms. But I want to feel you against me.
Reaching around, he unclasped my bra. I fought a momentary urge to keep myself covered before I let it fall away. Steed licked his lips, and I felt my already hard nipples grow harder. His hands touched my hips, and I jumped at the spark I felt against my skin. Slowly, he pulled my panties down. A soft groan came from his mouth that instantly had my lower stomach pooling with desire. He kissed my belly button, and my head dropped back. I could probably come with only his lips touching my body. Not only had I not had sex in forever, I hadn't had a decent orgasm in months. Years. Steed moved back up my body, placing soft kisses on my stomach, between my breasts, up my neck, and right under my ear. His hand cupped one of my breasts, and I was instantly dizzy with lust.
"So fucking sexy," he whispered against my ear. "I can't wait to taste you again, Pax, to feel you come against my mouth, my name moaning off your lips."
"Jesus!" I grabbed onto his arms, needing something to hold me up. Opening my mouth, I panted a few breaths before finding my voice. "Maybe slow is overrated."
Chapter 18. Steed. Holy fucking shit. Paxton was standing before me naked. Beautifully naked. She was breathtaking. I could smell the desire coming from that sweet bare pussy that was begging me to bury my face in it. The urge to slip my fingers inside her was so fucking strong it made my body physically ache. I had no clue how I was holding it together. And the last time I had sex was the night Chloe was conceived. I was about to fucking come in my own jeans, and I honestly wouldn't have cared if it meant I got to keep touching Paxton. Her head dropped back when I cupped her breast. A soft hiss slipped from her lips. Fuck. "So fucking sexy," I said against the soft skin below her ear. She was driving me crazy. I wanted more. So much more. I decided I needed to tell her how much. "I can't wait to taste you again, Pax. To feel you come against my mouth. My name moaning off your lips." Her body shook with need. I loved what my touch was doing to her. Driving her so far over the goddamn ledge, she had to grab onto me to stay up. "Maybe slow is overrated." I pressed my lips to hers. Our kiss started slow, biting on her lower lip. She gave me access to that delicious mouth. The lingering taste of alcohol reminded me she'd had a lot to drink tonight. As much as I didn't want to stop, I would. Soon. For now, I wanted to taste her, touch her, feel her body against mine. Drawing back from her lips, she groaned in protest. I quickly pushed my pants down and kicked them off. Paxton's eyes widened as she looked at my rock-hard dick. Her tongue slowly moved over her lips as if she was thinking about wrapping those plump, pink lips around my cock. Hell, yes. But not now. My hand moved behind her neck, causing her to drag her beautiful baby blues back up to me. Pressing my lips to hers, our kiss deepened. I reached down and picked her up, carrying her over to her bed. Her warm, soft body felt like fucking heaven against me. "Steed," she softly spoke while I laid her down. Crawling on top of her, I nestled between her legs, my cock pressed against her warm pussy. I could probably come by simply rubbing against her like a damn dog in heat. "Shh," I whispered against her lips. "I only want to feel you." Her eyes had a mixture of need and fear in them. As I pushed against her, Paxton arched her back. "Oh, God," she cried out. My mouth was back on hers, and what started out as slow and sweet now turned into fucking hot as hell passionate kissing. Our hands were all over one another, My hand cupped her perfect tits while I squeezed and pulled her nipple. Paxton's hand was on my ass as she pulled my hot, hard length tighter against her. Her body rocked, and I knew she was close. No. When she came for the first time, it would be my mouth or my cock inside her. Not shit we did in high school. I rolled off of her, and she grunted in protest.
Steed, wait.
Her chest rose and fell as she labored for each breath.
Jesus Christ, Pax. It's killing me with my cock up against you. I only have so much strength, you know.
Her cheeks had already flushed pink. Now they were a beautiful red.
You are so crude, Steed Parker.
Pulling her to me, I adjusted her against my body, her back to my front. And you love it. Paxton let out a contented sigh.
I do love it. And I love you.
Reaching for the covers, I pulled them over us. Was I fucking dreaming? Or did I really have Paxton in my arms, her naked body against mine? I placed a soft kiss on her back as she snuggled against me more. I love you too, Pumpkin. So much. Cord and Trevor both stood there, their mouths dropped open with stunned looks on their faces. Wrapping the wire around the post fence, I asked, "What?"
"You can't just blurt out you stayed the night at Paxton's and then say nothing after that," Cord said.
"Did you fuck her?" Trevor asked with a wicked grin on his face.
"Don't talk about Paxton that way," I said, shooting him a dirty look. He laughed and picked up the fence pullers.
"Okay, let me reword it. Did you sleep with her?"
"No, wait.
Did you make love to her? Better?"
I frowned. "Yes, better, and no, she wants to take things slowly." Trevor lost it laughing, and soon Cord was bent over laughing as well.
"Pricks," I mumbled as I went back to tying on the fence ties for the new fence.
Cord slapped me on the back.
"Jesus, I bet that was the biggest case of blue balls if there ever was one."
I groaned. "You have no fucking idea." I had to wake up early to get back before Chloe got up. Talk about the walk of shame. Mom only smiled when I got home, but she knew I was with Paxton. I had texted to ask her if she wouldn't mind spending the night.
"Damn," Trevor said. "I don't know what's worse, Mom thinking you got laid, or the fact that you didn't get laid."
"Trust me, they're both bad," I said. Cord lifted the roll of fencing and started to roll it out some.
"How do you think Chloe's gonna feel about you seeing someone?"
My chest squeezed a little. The memory of last night and seeing my first child's picture on the sonogram hit me again for about the 10th time. I had broken down big time in front of Paxton. But somehow I think my falling apart was a part of her healing. "She already loves Paxton, and our nosy sister has already informed Chloe that Paxton and I like each other. I don't think it'd be too hard on her. At least I hope it's not." Trevor stopped working and wiped his brow. Even though it was October, it was still fucking hot as hell today. He sighed and walked over to the cooler. Lifting the lid, he grabbed three beers. "This is why I will never settle down with one woman. Too much fucking drama to deal with." I laughed. "Well, with Paxton and me, it's a little different. We have a history, and I have a daughter." Trevor popped the tab on his beer. "Still, women bring problems."
"Hey, fucking men," Cord added.
I leaned against the tailgate of my truck and glanced between my two younger brothers. "Seriously, neither of you have ever met a woman who didn't make you want more than a hookup?" They both shrugged, looked at each other, then focused back on me.
"Nope," they said together.
I actually felt sorry for my brothers.
Damn, they were in for a ride when it did finally happen, and it would happen whether they liked it or not.
Trevor pointed to me as if he could read my thoughts.
"Trust me when I say there will never be a woman who will make me want to only settle down with one pussy. No, thank you."
"And I've got to agree with Trevor," Cord added. "The thought of not being able to fuck someone anytime I want or anywhere I want," he shuddered. "God, the thought alone hurts my dick."
Laughing, I finished off my beer and tossed the can into the back of the ranch truck Trevor drove. Walking up to each of them, I gave them each a hit on the arm. "I can't wait to see y'all eat crow."
Chapter 19 Paxton. Karina knocked on my classroom door Monday morning and strolled in whistling. Glancing up, I grinned. "You're in a good mood for a Monday morning." Her smile grew big. "I had sex this weekend." Dropping back in my seat, I gasped. "What? With whom?" She covered her mouth like a schoolgirl about to tell the biggest secret ever. "Mitchell." My pen dropped out of my hand while my eyes widened in surprise. "Mitchell Parker?" She nodded, then giggled. "Jesus, he was huge. I had to soak in a bath all day yesterday. I was so sore." I covered my mouth and gagged. Karina lifted a brow. "Too much information?" I leaned over my desk. "You slept with Mitchell? Like, as in..." I glanced around as if someone was in the room. "As in sex? He's junk in your..." I pointed. She laughed. "Oh, my gosh, I know. So unlike me to do something like that. But yes, I had sex with Mitchell. Actually, we fucked. Like rabbits. On my sofa, on the kitchen island, the kitchen floor, in the shower, in my bed." She lifted her eyes as if she was trying to remember if there were more spots she might have missed. "Oh, and up against my front door when he was trying to leave. But something came over us again. He has a magical dick. I'm not kidding. His stamina. I've never had so many orgasms in my entire life. 6. I had S-I-X orgasms, Paxton." I sat there with my mouth open. Not only did my best friend just tell me she fucked a guy, but she proceeded to tell me all the places they did it and how many times she came. And it was with Steed's brother. His twin brother. The silly, dreamy look in her eyes should have caused me to freak out. After all, she'd slept with a Parker brother. Not exactly the type of guys who are rushing to get into relationships. And what about the brother code? I seem to remember a trip calling dibs on Karina. "Oh, for Christ's sake, listen to me." "Okay, I need a moment, or a few days, to process this. Karina, you do know Mitchell probably assumed it was only a one-night stand kind of thing, right?" Her smile faded. "I didn't get that impression, not with the sweet things he said, the way he made me feel. I've never had a guy worship me and love on me like Mitchell did. It was amazing." "And how much had y'all had to drink?" My question must have felt like a slap in the face. She turned away. What started out as excitement in her eyes now turned to shame. I sighed. "Wait, let me try this again." She stared back, her chin quivering. "Do you think it was a one-night stand? He was so sweet to me. The things he said..." There was no way I was going to tell her how the Parker boys were known for being smooth talkers. They were romantics by nature, and if they wanted to show a girl a good time, I had no doubt in my mind they couldn't swoon the pants off any woman they wanted to. But more than one night? No. I didn't think any of them had ever been in a serious relationship. Well, besides Steed and Tripp. His longtime girlfriend from high school, Harley, was the only woman he'd ever dated long-term. Mitchell, he dated, but if I remembered right, as soon as things turned serious, he was gone. Reaching for her hand, I smiled. "Don't listen to me. It really has been a long time since I've been around Mitchell. Maybe his player days are over." Karina shrugged. "There was something there, Paxton. I felt it, and I've never felt that way about a guy. Our chemistry was crazy, and it was like we couldn't get enough of each other." She frowned and focused on the floor. "Maybe I just thought all of that because I needed an excuse to justify sleeping with him." I felt like an ass. Here she was, so happy, and I ruined it for her. "No, it sounds like y'all had an amazing night. Has he called you?" By the look on her face, I knew I had asked the wrong thing. Slowly, she shook her head, then buried her face in her hands. "Oh, God, what did I do? I slept with a guy who's a player. I'm so freaking stupid."
I jumped up. No, you don't know that. You had chemistry. You even said it. I started to hear her laughing and yelling down the hall. Students were starting to show up. Karina stood. She straightened out her skirt, dabbed at the corner of her eyes, and stood taller. No, you're right. I let myself think it was something more than what it was. He didn't even ask for my number, and that should have been my first clue. I let my normal good sense down for a night and let my libido run the show. So, I fucked a guy. My eyes snapped over her shoulder to the door. Thank God there were no kids coming in. Karina rarely swore, and the way she stressed the word fuck told me she was now feeling ashamed. Shit, shit, shit. So what? I'm young, and other women my age are out doing guys left and right. One hookup after another. I'm fine. It is what it is. It's all good. She forced a fake smile, but all I saw was humiliation, and it was all my fault. I didn't know what to say, and I hated that I had made her feel this way. But I knew that there was no way Mitchell Parker hadn't thought of last night as some random hookup. He wanted Karina, and charmed her until he got what he wanted, even after he had agreed to step aside for Trip. Karina, I'm so sorry I even said anything. I feel like this is all my fault. She shrugged. You were being honest. Friends need to be honest with each other. I reached for her hand as I walked around my desk. Hey, maybe Mitchell will surprise me, and he'll call you for dinner or something. Chewing on her lip, she forced a smile. Well, considering he never even asked me for my phone number, that might be hard to do, right? Karina turned on her heels and walked out of my classroom. Damn it, I mumbled. I made a mental note to talk to Steed about this. If anyone knew what would be going through his brother's mind, it would be Steed. With another quick glance in the mirror, I beamed. The black capri jeans and light blue shirt should be casual enough for my date with Steed. My stomach fluttered as I thought back to Saturday night. I hadn't been that turned on since the last time Steed had touched me, over 10 years ago. Sure, Joe used to turn me on, but it was never anything like what Steed could do. All Joe and I ever did was have make-out sessions. He'd made me come a few times with his fingers, but nothing beyond that. My fingers came up to my mouth as I let a soft chuckle slip from my lips. I swear they still tingled. I closed my eyes and let the memory of being wrapped up in Steed's strong arms engulf me. What a crazy night of emotions. I was so exhausted, I immediately fell asleep. At one point, he got up and told me he had to text his mother. All I could do was mumble under my breath before I was lulled right back to sleep when he climbed back into bed. I jumped when my phone buzzed and vibrated on the end table next to my bed. Reaching for it, I smiled when I saw his name. Steed.
Almost there. I hope you're in the mood for pizza. I'll let Chloe pick where to eat.
Smiling, I typed back my reply. Me. Pizza sounds amazing. Small waves of nervousness rolled over my body. Pushing down the nauseous feeling in my stomach, I headed downstairs. I opened a bottle of red wine and poured a small glass. The need to curb these nerves was real. What is the matter with me? It's Steed. Why am I so nervous? Then it hit me. I wasn't nervous about Steed. I was terrified about Chloe. It was my idea to invite Chloe along for our first official date, and I had to admit, I was scared to death of what she was going to think about us dating. Oh, sure, she adored me as her kindergarten teacher, and she knew we liked each other. But I was bidding for a place in their world. Would she be willing to share her daddy with me? My finger and thumb pinched the bridge of my nose while I took in a few deep breaths. Not being able to take it anymore, I texted the only person I thought would be able to help. Amelia. Me. Did Steve tell you what was going on? She responded almost instantly. Amelia. OMG. Yes, I'm totally writing a book about y'all's story. I rolled my eyes. Me. What if she hates me? Amelia. Who? Me. Chloe. Seconds ticked off while I waited for her reply.
When my phone rang in my hand, I nearly threw it across the room. It scared me so bad.
Hello?
Why would Chloe hate you, Paxton? She already adores you. When C told her the three of you were going on a date, you should have seen the way her eyes lit up. Mom, of course, started crying, which made Chloe ask why she was sad. She had to explain to her that they were happy tears.
Smiling, I inhaled a deep breath to shake away the jitters. My mother had almost the same reaction when I told her earlier the three of us were heading out on a date.
I would never want her to think I was trying to take her father away from her. Amelia sat on the other end of the line.
Oh, Paxton, she won't feel that way. I think you inviting her on the first date was the absolute right thing to do. It's making her feel like she is a part of this. It's going to be a change, but if I know one thing for sure, it's Chloe is desperate for a mommy, and you are all she talks about. Stop worrying.
I nodded, even though I knew she couldn't see me.
You're right. I'm just nervous.
Don't be. Y'all will have fun.
A strange sense of confidence came rushing over me.
You're right. We will have fun. Thanks, Amelia.
She chuckled.
Sure, anytime.
The doorbell rang.
They're here.
Bye. Kiss my brother and niece for me.
I will. Bye.
Hitting end, I rushed to the front door. After taking a few deep breaths, I opened it to find the most beautiful sight I'd ever seen. I gasped and then smiled. Tears pricked the back of my eyes as I looked at Steed standing there, holding Chloe in his arm, while they both held bouquets of my favorite flower, pink peonies.
Paxton! Daddy and I got you flowers. They're your favorites.
Reaching for both bouquets, I kissed Steed on the cheek, and then Chloe.
They are beautiful. I love peonies.
See, Daddy, I told you the flowers were a good plan.
Steed laughed.
He sure did, Pumpkin.
Chloe was for sure her father's daughter. Gesturing for them to come in, Steed put Chloe down, and she bounced into the house. When he walked in, he stopped and pulled me in for a kiss on the lips. It was quick, but it left me dizzy all the same.
Paxton, do you have any animals?
Chloe asked. I laughed.
No, I've been thinking about getting a cat, though.
Chloe shrieked in excitement as Steed groaned. I reached for a vase and looked at him.
I take it Chloe wants a cat and you don't.
No cats.
Oh, but Daddy,
Chloe said, a small pout forming on her face.
Pout all you want, Chloe. No cat. Granddaddy and Grammy have 5 cats.
But they all live outside. I want one to snuggle with.
My mommy and daddy have a cat. I'll take you over there sometime to meet him. His name is Milo.
Chloe's eyes lit up.
Milo? I love that name.
After filling up the vase with water, I put the flowers in and set it in the middle of my kitchen island.
There. They look beautiful.
Chloe climbed up onto one of the stools and admired the flowers. Her dark blonde hair was pulled up into pigtails with a small yellow bow on each side. I couldn't help but wonder if Steed had done her hair or if Amelia or Melanie had.
I like these flowers, Chloe stated.
My eyes met Steed's, and I could feel the crackle of desire in the air.
I do too, I softly replied.
I was positive if we were to have a repeat of the other night, I would not be telling C to go slow. The ache in my lower stomach grew more and more, and my own hand wasn't going to make it stop. It was like Steed knew where my thoughts were taking me. He walked around the island and stopped in front of me, his hand lacing into my hair.
You're so beautiful, Paxton.
The heat on my cheeks told me I was blushing. He didn't seem to mind saying that in front of Chloe, so I didn't mind hearing it.
May I kiss you?
My eyes darted over to Chloe, who was watching our every move, her smile wide. She nodded as if giving me permission, or at the very least, urging me to let her father kiss me. Focusing my attention back on Steed, I replied,
Yes.
He leaned in and gently pressed his lips to mine. Then he pulled my body up against his. My hands landed on his chest, making sure we kept a safe distance from each other for the sake of Chloe. Leaning his forehead against mine, he let out a contented breath,
as if that simple kiss and me in his arms had just solved all his worries.
"I love you, Paxton," he whispered. I was stunned he would say that in front of his daughter. She was going to get confused.
Drawing back, he saw my confusion. With a wink and a crooked grin that nearly had my legs going out from under me, he said,
"I talked to Chloe this afternoon. I told her how you and I used to date, and how we both still love each other, but that something bad happened, and we were separated from each other."
My heart ached. I peeked back at Chloe, who was sitting with her chin resting on her hands, almost like it was story time, totally entranced by the prince and princess who found love again.
"I told her we were going to start dating again."
I nodded and looked at Chloe. "Chloe, are you okay with your daddy and I dating each other?" She grinned.
"Oh, yes. Daddy's been so sad and lonely, but he said he isn't sad anymore, and his eyes aren't sad either. Your kisses make him happy. So kiss him again, Paxton."
Steed and I both laughed. When we caught each other's gaze, Steed leaned in and pressed his lips against my ear and spoke so only I could hear him.
"And me buried inside you will make me even happier. So let's plan that. Soon."
My stomach dropped at the delicious thought. All I could do was whisper back a needy, "Yes."
Chapter 20. Steed. I was going fucking insane. Sighing, I shut the books I was looking through and leaned back in my chair. Fuck, I couldn't get her out of my mind. Last night I thought for sure I was going to rip her goddamn panties off and fuck her in my truck. The need to be inside her was growing by the minute. I wanted to respect her wish to take things slow, to date her, slowly bringing her into Chloe's and my world. But this was insane. The last few weeks had been amazing, though, if you didn't take into account my constantly hard dick and the never-ending times I had to jack off in the shower. Paxton and I spent an equal amount of time with each other as we did with Chloe. Paxton's fear was that Chloe would grow to resent her for taking my time away. But the opposite had happened. Grinning, I thought back to this morning with Chloe. "Good morning, Pumpkin," I whispered as I kissed her cheek. Chloe opened her eyes and grinned.
"Is today the day you're going to marry Paxton?"
Laughing, I gazed into her beautiful blue eyes. "Not today." She frowned.
"Well, will you make me pancakes then?"
"Yes, that I can do." Jumping up, Chloe raced down the stairs and into the kitchen. Pulling the chair at the island out, she climbed up while I gathered everything needed for pancakes.
"Daddy, why is Paxton so different from my old mommy?"
My heart seized up. "Well, your mother doesn't have love in her heart. Paxton does."
"Why doesn't she have love in her heart?"
"I don't know, Pumpkin. Some people only think of themselves and not others." She stared out the window as I poured the batter onto the pan.
"Daddy, do I have to call her my mommy anymore?"
Lifting my hand to the side of her face, I tried not to let her see how I was dying inside. I hated that Kim was Chloe's mother. "No, Chloe, you don't have to call her mommy if you don't want to. She's never going to be in our lives again."
"She doesn't want to be my mommy, does she?"
Fuck, did I tell her the truth? What would that do to her emotionally? "Pumpkin, she doesn't deserve to be your mommy." Her little eyes seemed lost in thought before a huge smile covered her face.
"Paxton's going to be my new mommy soon. You really need to hurry, Daddy."
Laughing, I kissed her on the top of her nose. "You're bossy. Just like Paxton." Her eyes lit up, and I didn't think I'd ever seen my daughter look so happy.
"I want to be like her. Just like her. I wonder if Paxton wants a pet goat, too. Patches needs a friend."
Stopping what I was doing, I shook my head and winked. "You little stinker. Are you trying to figure out how to get yourself another goat?" Her little hands covered her mouth as she giggled and nodded. "Chloe Lynn Parker, you're a sneaky one." My eyes drifted back to the ranch's financial books, and I felt my cheeks straining from the happiness of the memory. I shook my head and got back to work. Something was off.
Numbers weren't making sense, and I had a feeling the old CPA who took care of my father's books was up to no good. Dad wanted to hire that fucker Mike, but I put the halt on that when the asshole tried to hook up with Paxton. I sent his ass back to San Antonio almost 2 weeks ago. I didn't have a good feeling about him from the moment he set foot in my office and Dad introduced us. Asshole. Of course, if it hadn't been for him, I'd have never gone to the bar that night, and Paxton wouldn't have asked me to take her home. When she started for her bedroom, I couldn't help the dirty thoughts that had flashed through my mind. My dick was growing hard remembering her in my arms, naked, her soft skin against mine. Fuck, I wanted her. I pushed all thoughts of my cock inside Paxton's pussy out of my mind and got back to reviewing last month's figures. The knock on the door had me lifting my gaze. Steed? Dad, I motioned for my father to sit down. He walked into the room with all the confidence in the world. I remember being little and thinking I wanted to walk into a room like my father did. I constantly heard people say the most amazing things about my father, and as a little boy looking up to him, I knew I wanted to be just like him someday. The guilt of staying away from the family ranch business still weighed heavy on my heart. How's it going, son? Find what you're looking for? He leaned back in the large leather chair opposite my desk. Dad had insisted that I have an office in the main house, right next door to his. Within a day of telling my father I was coming back home, he had the office ready. A large mahogany desk sat near the large floor-to-ceiling windows that overlooked the Texas Hill Country. In front of the desk were two large, oversized leather chairs that Mom had picked out. To the left was a sitting area with a sofa and table. The other side held a large table. Dad had used this space as a conference room before I moved back, and I had talked him into keeping it one as well. Shit, how in the hell do I tell my father I suspected his former CPA was stealing from him? I think so. Trevor need to be here? I can give him a call. My brother Trevor had an office as well, but it was down in the main barn along with the two-bedroom studio where Trevor lived. Since he was the foreman, he wanted to be closer to the barn, so Dad had the studio built onto the barn. The barn, if you could call it that. Dad's prized horses were housed in the main barn. The damn thing had heat and air conditioning, and I swore the stalls were nicer than my first loft apartment in Oregon. Nah, I don't think he cares too much about the logistics of numbers. My father chuckled. Then give it to me. I don't know how to tell you this, Dad, so I'm just going to say it. I think Fred was stealing from you. I figured he'd laugh, tell me I was insane and that I needed to look through the books again. Instead, he leaned forward, put his arms on his legs, and cursed. Motherfucker, I knew it. My eyes widened. What? You knew Fred was stealing and you didn't do anything? When his head dropped, I had to fight the urge to comfort him. If there was one thing I knew about my father, it was that he didn't show emotion, weakness, anything, when it came to his business. His head was still down. Fuck, was he upset, or was he just that mad? Finally, he looked up and I had my answer. He was mad. Hell, he was pissed. That pencil-whipping son-of-a-bitch asshole money-hungry dirtbag asshole fucker! Oh yeah, real pissed. I chuckled. You said asshole twice. He glared at me. Apparently now was not the time for joking. I want him dead. Well, I'm sure Cord knows a guy who knows a guy. His eyes met mine and I was almost sure he was trying to shoot daggers at me. Okay, we're still not in the joking phase yet? I asked. Find out how much the fucker took. I've been waiting for an excuse to beat his ass ever since he hit on your mother. He stood and started for the door. I jumped up. Wait, Fred hit on Mom? When? Dad glanced over his shoulder. At our wedding reception. My brows furrowed. But y'all have been good friends. Why have you never done anything? Because I'm a Parker. And we don't have to worry about our women looking elsewhere when they've got it all with us. I snarled at the thought of my father and my mother that way. My body shuddered. And I knew I didn't have to worry about your mother. I trust her. But Fred was another thing.
Why do you think I kept the fucker so close to me all those years? I figured he'd have tried to go after your mother again. But steal from me? Oh, hell no. I've been waiting for another reason to kick his ass, and now, thanks to my son getting off his stupid ass and coming home, I finally got him.
He opened the door and closed it behind him. I smiled, until I realized my father hadn't just given me a compliment, he'd insulted me. Another light knock on the door and Amelia walked in.
Hey, I thought you were out of town.
She frowned.
The book event got canceled. What's going on with Dad? He looks pissed.
I waved it off. Apparently he's been in a pissing contest with Fred for 40 years.
Huh?
Amelia asked with a confused expression. Laughing, I replied, it's nothing. No need for me to tell Amelia about Fred stealing. If Dad wanted the rest of the family to know, he would tell them. She curled up in the leather chair and smiled at me. What? I asked.
Oh, nothing. Just wondering how things are going with you and Paxton.
The simple mention of her name made my heart skip a beat. They're going good. Slow, but good. She lifted her brow.
Slow? How so? Y'all are with each other all the time.
I dropped my head and gave her a taste of her own medicine. I shot a really pained look. Her mouth opened as her head kicked back.
Oh, slow as in the sex area.
Yes, and please don't say anything else to Chloe. I know it's you filling her head about marriage. She appeared to be offended.
Excuse me? But I haven't mentioned anything about y'all getting married. Not one word.
You haven't? I asked.
Nope. I'd take that shit up with our mother.
Damn. Mom. I hadn't even thought about it coming from her.
Anyway, back to the sex. What's going on?
I shrugged. Paxton wants to go slow. So I'm going slow. Painfully fucking slow. Amelia covered her mouth and giggled. I sighed. It's not funny. I go to sleep with blue balls and wake up with them.
Ew. Seriously, I could have done without that bit of information, Steed.
She made a gagging noise. I laughed and pushed my hand through my hair. Anyway, I don't know if I push a little harder or let her pick the pace.
Want my advice?
No offense, Squirt, but you're only 22. She gave me a dirty look.
Well, I'm a woman. I've dated. I've had sex. I think I can add my 2 cents.
Anger rushed through my body. Who the fuck have you had sex with? I've kicked the asshole's ass.
You didn't honestly think I was still a virgin, did you?
I threw the pen out of my hand like it had burnt me. My hands covered my ears. What the hell, Melly? Oh, God. My hands dropped. Do the rest of your brothers know this bit of information? An evil smile moved over her face.
My first was Bobby Bishop.
My eyes widened in shock. Does Trevor know his best friend took your flower? Amelia lost it laughing.
My flower? What in the hell? Are you fucking kidding me right now, Steed?
She bent over, laughing hysterically.
Oh, my God. My flower? I'm dying. I can't wait to tell Waylon. You know she's lost her flower too, right?
I rolled my eyes and leaned back in the chair, waiting for her to get it out of her system. The thought of a guy touching either of my sisters pissed me off. Even with Waylon being married, I still wanted to punch her husband every time I thought about it. You done? I asked. She wiped her tears away.
Oh, man. Hell's bells, I needed that laugh. And no, I certainly didn't tell Trevor.
I take it my idea of you being a sweet and innocent girl or shot out the door. Standing, Amelia placed her hands on my desk.
I grew up with 5 brothers. 5 brothers who, I might add, have made their own reputations. I learned from the best.
She winked. Oh, shit, if Dad ever knew... The smirk that spread over my sister's face had me smiling, too.
What Dad doesn't know doesn't hurt him.
Danny's little angel, I tisked. She let out a curt laugh and spun on her heels. Before she made it to the door, she stopped, put her hands on her hips, and let a wicked smile spread over her face.
And by the way, I'm giving you my 2 cents on Paxton. You need to spend the night with her tonight. seduce her, and make love to her, and then spend the rest of the night fucking her to make up for lost time. Trust me, it's what she really wants deep down. This going slow shit is a safety net she's using because she's scared.
I pulled my head back. Scared of what?
She winked. I can't tell you all the secrets now, can I?
And like that, she was out the door.
Chapter 21. Steed.
What crawled up your ass, dude? I rode next to Trevor on the horse my parents had bought for me for graduation. I had never even ridden her before I left town. Now I tried to ride her every day. She was a beautiful red and white paint that would do anything I asked her to do. Trevor broke her and trained her. I swear the boy missed his calling.
Nothing's crawled up my ass. What's crawled up your ass, asshole?
He laughed.
I ask a question. You're either so deep in thought you don't hear me, or you snap at me. Dude, if you don't get laid soon, I swear you're gonna burst.
Fuck off, Trevor.
See?
I groaned.
Shit. I don't know what to do. Amelia gave me her thoughts, but I'm not sure.
Well, she's a woman, so she would probably know better than us.
We walked our horses side by side through the pasture.
Damn, I missed this place.
Missed riding next to you, Mitchell, Tripp, and Cord.
This place missed you.
I smiled. That was Trevor's way of saying he missed me.
You still friends with Bobby Bishop?
Trevor brought his horse to a stop.
Why?
Shrugging, I replied. Just wondering.
I haven't talked to him since I beat his ass one night. I caught him feeling Amelia up behind his truck at a party.
Laughing, I shook my head.
I was positive Mitchell would find some reason to arrest him, and Cord probably threatened him with how he knew someone who would break his leg and arm.
Damn, we all think the same. I chuckled, and we rode the next few minutes in silence.
So, listen, I went over the books. Fred's been stealing from Dad.
No shit, Trevor said, kicking his horse, picking up her pace to keep up with mine.
Yeah, Dad didn't seem surprised. In fact, I think he knew, he just didn't want to admit it.
That's why he's been pushing you to look at the books since you scared Mike away.
I didn't scare him away.
Keep telling yourself that.
I didn't want to let Trevor know how much Fred had taken. It wasn't small change. It was thousands of dollars. When I told my father Fred had taken close to 300,000, I thought he was going to have a heart attack. After he let out a string of curses, some I'd never heard of before, he got up, went to his gun safe, and said he would be back later. I didn't even bother trying to stop him. I knew he wouldn't do something stupid, but he sure as shit would scare the piss out of good old Fred.
Was it a lot of money?
Glancing over to him, I nodded.
Yeah, it was a lot of money.
Fucker. I hope Dad puts his ass in jail.
Let's hope.
We checked one of the fence lines and started back for the main barn when we found it still in good shape.
You still roping? I asked.
He looked at me like I was crazy.
I'm a rancher, asshat. I rope shit all the time.
My brow lifted.
So what, you just ride around roping calves or something?
Why, you afraid you've lost your touch living as a city boy all these years?
Don't you wish. I can probably still rope circles around you.
Prove it, then.
I was the one who taught this little shit how to rope in the first place. If he thought he was better than me, I was going to have to show his ass up.
First one back to the barn, I said as I kicked my horse. She took off like a bolt of damn lightning.
Holy shit, this horse is fast.
There was no way I could help the smile on my face. Running through an open field on horseback was the best feeling in the world. Nothing was more beautiful, more calming. As we approached the barn, I saw her, sitting on top of the fence while Cord worked a horse in the corral. My heart stopped, and I brought Lady to a stop. Trevor raced by and headed to the barn, winning our bet. I didn't care, though. The only thing I cared about was the beautiful sight before me. I was wrong earlier. There was something more beautiful than running through a field on horseback. Paxton Monroe. Her hair was pulled up in a sloppy bun with half of it sticking out, wild and untamed. She had on jeans, a t-shirt, and boots. a far cry from the sweet, innocent look she had on earlier today when she picked up Chloe for the mommy-daughter spa day. Slipping off Lady, I walked us over to the pen. Paxton looked at me over her shoulder. Her smile about knocked me off my feet.
"Hey," she said with a low, sexy voice. "Court said you and Trevor were out checking the fence lines."
We finished up. I was about to show Trevor how one ropes. She shot me a confused expression.
"Doesn't he already know how to?"
"Fuck yes he does," Trevor said from behind me. I grinned as he walked by, stopping long enough to hit me in the stomach with rope. "Let's do this shit. Paxton, get in the middle of the pen. We're roping you." Paxton looked frantically between Trevor and me.
"Huh? You're not treating me like a damn animal?"
"I'm kidding, Paxton. Jesus, take it easy," Trevor said with a crooked grin on his face. Cord laughed. "Let me get out of here before the two of you end up rolling around kicking each other's asses."
"Wait, what's going on?"
Paxton asked worriedly. I walked to her and dropped the rope at my feet. Placing my hands on her hips, I pulled her body to mine and kissed her. It didn't take her long to wrap her arms around my neck. A small moan slipped from her lips. It traveled straight to my dick. Paxton broke our kiss, and I instantly missed her sweet honey taste.
"What's going on?"
"Nothing. I need to prove Trevor wrong on something." She shook her head.
"Some things never change no matter how old you are."
I winked and slapped her ass.
"Hey, when did you change your clothes from spa day?"
Trevor yelled. "Let's get this show on the road. I need to ride to the south pasture to check on a few pregnant mares." We both ignored Trevor as Paxton answered me.
"Figured maybe we could go for a ride later, so I brought a change of clothes."
My brow lifted. "You and me, or we as in Chloe as well?" She dug her teeth into her lip.
"You and me. Your mom wanted to spend some time with Chloe."
Those words went straight to my dick. "One second, baby. Let me set Trevor straight." I walked to the dummy calf. Trevor smirked and stood back. He started to spin the rope over his head and tossed it, ringing the dummy bull with ease. Stepping up, I followed his lead and roped it just as easily. "Beginner's luck," Trevor spit out. "Beginner? I taught you how to do this." We stepped farther and farther away. Each time, we both ringed it. Before I knew it, we were roping real calves, and Cord was timing us. Of course, it helped I had my own personal cheering team with Paxton, and then Chloe. Mom brought her down in the mule after Paxton texted her about the contest.
"Go, Daddy! But don't hurt the baby cow!"
Smiling at my daughter, I winked and shouted, "I won't, pumpkin!" Trevor went next and had a small problem getting the calf turned over and on the ground. I knew I had it in the bag.
"If Steed beat your time, that's 5 in a row."
"Damn!" Trevor shouted as I nodded for Paxton to let the calf out. I took off, roped it, jumped off Lady, and had the calf over and on the ground in the fastest time I'd ever run.
"Dude, that was 6 seconds," Cord shouted. "You could be making millions."
Paxton and Chloe jumped up and down, calling my name. Mom walked over to Trevor.
"Oh, honey, remember he's been doing it longer."
"Mom, he was gone for 10 years. Walking up to Trevor, I hit him on the back. "Dude, did you really think I wouldn't find a place up in Oregon to ride? How in the hell do you think my daughter learned how to ride?" Trevor stared at me with a blank expression.
"I hate you, Steed. You suck."
Cord and I both started laughing as Mom tried to play peacekeeper.
"Now, Trevor, I didn't raise you boys to be sore losers."
Chloe pointed to Trevor.
"Oh, Uncle Trevor said hate."
"Sorry, Chloe," Trevor said as he kissed her on the top of her head. Turning to Cord, I said, "You should put a mechanical bull in the bar." His eyes lit up.
"You know, that's a damn good idea. Can you imagine the women who would get on it drunk and..." "Small ears, boys. We have small ears,"
my mother called out as she pointed down at Chloe. Cord winced.
"Dang it. I forget sometimes."
Paxton sighed.
"I swear, you boys will never grow up. You ready for a ride?"
There was something in her eyes that told me she had something other than riding on her mind. I nodded and walked over to Chloe. Hey, Pumpkin, Daddy and Paxton are going to go for a ride. You going to be a good girl for Grammy? Chloe grinned.
Yes. We're going to make pumpkin bread. Your favorite, Daddy.
Her little arms wrapped around my neck, and she squeezed as hard as she could. When she leaned back, she did her best to whisper,
Are you going to ask Paxton to marry you?
The sharp intake of air from Paxton had me cringing. I placed my hand on the side of Chloe's cheek. No, baby. We're only dating, remember? We talked about it. Her little eyes turned sad. Mom and I had talked about how attached Chloe was becoming to Paxton, and she was concerned how it would affect her in school with Paxton being her kindergarten teacher. Chloe, however, didn't act any different at school, according to Paxton, which was a relief. But she was becoming more and more obsessed with me asking Paxton to marry me. I knew Chloe longed for a mother, a real mother who showed her affection, and Paxton was stepping into that role nicely. Hell, I'd marry her tomorrow if I thought she would say yes. But I knew she was still dealing with her own issues, and I wasn't about to push her into anything. Paxton leaned down so she was eye to eye with Chloe.
Chloe, cat, I love you, Daddy, so very much.
Chloe smiled big and bright. My eyes lifted to see Mom staring at us, her eyes threatening to spill over with tears.
But it's been a long time since we've been boyfriend and girlfriend. We have to get to know each other again.
With her brows furrowed, Chloe asked,
But don't you already know each other?
Paxton and I chuckled. We do, sweetheart. But Daddy did something that hurt Paxton's feelings. I didn't do it on purpose, but I made her really sad. Chloe's eyes filled with tears.
Would you ever do that to me, Daddy?
My heart ached in my chest. God, no, Chloe, I didn't mean to do it to Paxton. But Daddy was not in a good place a long time ago. I promise you, I'll never hurt you or Paxton. Ever. Chloe leaned and asked,
Did you say you were sorry?
I kissed the tip of her nose. I did, Pumpkin. And Paxton has accepted my apology. But we need to get back to how things were before I left. I know it's hard for you to understand. Her next words were nearly my undoing. My daughter would forever own my heart. She nodded.
I trust you, Daddy.
Chapter 22 Paxton. I panicked the moment Chloe asked if Steed was going to ask me to marry him. It took me a few seconds to find my breath. She'd asked me to pretend I was her mommy during the mother-daughter spa retreat we went to that morning, and my heart broke when I had to explain to her that that would be lying. Steed was talking to Chloe in that oh-so-sweet voice he used with her. My mind swirled as I tried to process what he said and the sad look on her face. When he admitted that he'd hurt me, I had to reach out and hold onto the fence. He was so honest with her, and with me. I knew it had been hard for him to take it slow. The kissing led to touching, which led to him waiting for me to give him permission to take things further. For some reason, I was hesitant. Oh, believe me, I wanted to have Steve do all the dirty things he had been whispering in my ear over the last few weeks. But a part of me was still scared. If I opened up that part of our relationship again, I was opening my heart to the risk of being destroyed. Steve's voice pulled me from my thoughts.
I promise you I'll never hurt you or Paxton. Ever.
Chloe leaned in close to her father. Did you say you were sorry? My hand covered my mouth in an attempt not to laugh. I glanced at Melanie. She gazed lovingly at her son and granddaughter. The ache in my chest was hard to ignore. Knowing Steed had a child from another woman seemed to be my biggest hurdle. I loved Chloe, but I couldn't shake the idea that I wasn't the one to give Steed his first child, that some monster of a woman had made this precious, sweet, innocent little girl, the spitting image of her father. Steed kissed Chloe on the nose, and her next words nearly knocked me off my feet. I trust you, Daddy. Steed beamed, and I knew those words also affected him deeply.
That means so much to me, Pumpkin. I love you.
her little arms wrapped around his neck where she held on for dear life. He stood, taking her up with him. I watched as they stood there, lost in one another. Steed held on to her until she was the one who was ready to break the contact. Chloe had trusted her father to never break her heart, and I honestly believed he never would. Not purposely, just like he didn't purposely break mine. A million things started running through my mind. We had handled everything wrong, yet we had been so young. Weren't we supposed to get stuff wrong? And I knew deep in my heart, just like Chloe did, that Steed would never hurt either one of us now. Turning to me, Chloe grinned.
Paxton, do you like pumpkin bread too?
The question threw me. I'd been so lost in thought that I had to force myself to push it all away and act normal.
Yes, it's one of my favorites.
Steed set Chloe back on the ground, and she skipped over to Melanie.
Grammy, let's go make bread.
With a light-hearted chuckle, Melanie took Chloe's hand, but not before glancing back at us.
You two kids have fun. Don't rush back.
She winked, and I felt my face flush. Cord lost it, laughing.
And that's my cue to get the hell out of Dodge. I've got to get to the bar. Y'all enjoy your ride.
Steed made his way over to me, took my hand, and led me to his horse.
Come on, let's go saddle up a couple horses.
What's wrong with riding Lady? I asked.
She's due for a break. I've been on her damn near all morning with Trevor.
I nodded and followed. Peeking over my shoulder, I watched Melanie and Chloe drive off on the mule, headed back up to the house. My chest squeezed as I thought about the amazing morning I'd spent with Chloe. I was falling head over heels in love with her. It wasn't hard. She was precious. Her heart so full of love, and I need to be loved right back. Steed set off to work, taking Lady's saddle off, brushing her, getting her some fresh water and a small snack of oats. Trevor walked into the barn, leading two horses behind him.
Thought y'all might like to exercise a few of the horses for me. I don't get near enough time to give them all their fair share.
I walked over to the beautiful bay mare, who was standing so patiently behind Trevor. My hand ran over her gorgeous reddish-brown color. Her mane and tail were black and matched the lower half of her legs. She bobbed her head a few times, as if to tell me to just get on her already. She was ready to go. I smiled as I pressed my face into her side and breathed in her heavenly scent. Steed gave Trevor a light tap on the shoulder.
Thanks, Trevor. You didn't have to do this.
He laughed.
Considering you kicked my ass at roping, I figured I'd do something nice for you.
Steed did the same thing I'd done with my horse. His hands moved over the blue roan.
Fucking hell. She's beautiful,
he said. Trevor nodded.
I just bought her not too long ago from a breeder in Mason. His wife trained her, and I've got to say, she did one hell of a good job. I've never had a mare behave like such a lady as this one.
What's her name? I asked, while still running my hands along my horse. Trevor pointed to my horse first.
This here is Allure.
My brows lifted. Very fitting name for her. He laughed.
Yeah, and this one is Marley.
I crinkled my nose. That's an adorable name for her. Steve took the reins from Trevor.
Anything you need us to do when we get back? Hose them down and make sure they have fresh water. They'll get oats tomorrow morning, so a bit of hay cubes is fine if you want to treat them. Got it.
Trevor started to walk off.
Oh, and just an FYI, they like to run.
I laughed. Oh gosh, I feel a race coming on. We rode in silence for a bit until we were off the main trail, cutting through one of the pastures. Steed seemed lost in thought, and I couldn't help but wonder if he was thinking about what Chloe had said. Today at the spa, Chloe told me her Christmas wish list. He laughed.
She's been asking to write a letter to Santa Claus, but told me she wasn't ready for me to read it. Of course, I can hardly read what she writes anyway.
I chuckled.
What was on it?
He asked. I cleared my throat. Well, Some things you'll love, one you will hate. His brows pinched together.
Really?
Nodding, I giggled. Yep.